blubbering and slobbering. I see it now, I see it. You think? I'm not afraid of you anymore, you hear me? I'm not afraid, I'll kill you, 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 I'll kill you.
Hey, God, help, 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 God, God, I'll kill you, I'll kill you.
He's gone insane, he's gone insane.
I tell you, all radio writers are crazy. I've had dealings with several of them.
Gentlemen, if you please, unfold yourselves.
Please, Dr. Schmidt, put down that bottle.
Are we a lunacy commission or lunatics? And you too.
I know how strongly you gentlemen feel about this matter, but after all, we must come to a decision on his mental status. As chairman of this lunacy commission, I feel that it is incumbent upon me to, shall I say, summarize the facts as they have been placed before us. First, it is an established fact that a murder, and a very horrible murder, has been committed. The police officer has testified very conclusively that Arch Obler was there upon the scene of the crime, and that it was absolutely impossible for anyone else to have committed the murder. In other words, the man whose mental status we are to determine is a murderer. Consider further facts. Does he wear conventional shirts?
No.
Another fact. Does he participate in normal activities such as drinking, dancing, fraternal orders, and similar beneficial social activities?
No.
I pile fact upon fact. Have you gentlemen ever listened to his play? What are some of the distinctive features of these works? Voices. Strange voices. Whispering voices. You know, that gentleman always whispering voices. Voices. Gentlemen, I am of the firm opinion that we are dealing with a very definite case of Dementia Praecox in its paranoidal form.
But I tell you all, radio writers are crazy.
No.
My time in an insane asylum. Oh, my. I'm not insane.
No, of course you're not, Sam. But don't excite yourself anymore. Please. Let him make things go.
If there was only some way I...
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and we're doing a special Fun Drive edition of the show tonight, and we're going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, accepting donations, and you can call in at 604-822-8648, and this isn't our regular CITR number that you call into the booth. This is a special number, and you can remember it by going UBC unit. So once again, that's 604-822-8648, or you can head to our website and go to citr.ca/donate, and you can securely donate online with your credit card. And I'm in the booth here at UBC in the Nest with a special guest.
Me, Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond.
Bojely,
is that how you say it? I've been saying it pretty wrong for the past few years. Anyways, he's a local artist, Haida descent, and longtime local music enthusiast.
It's generous.
Yeah. Listens to tons of music, and he's got a whole bunch of awesome music played or selected out for you tonight on this special Fun Drive edition. And we're just hoping you can donate, because places like CHR are the only places you can hear some kind of music that isn't heard on other stations, like, right? Like, the stuff that you're playing tonight, the stuff that you've selected, you couldn't hear it anywhere else, right? No other radio station in Vancouver would really play any kind of the stuff we got selected.
Maybe CITR in the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we're just hoping you can call in. And if you're undecided on why to donate, if you head to citr.ca/donate, you can see the prizes and stuff like that. And tonight, if you phone in and donate $60, you can get the standard patch as well as the tote bag. And my show prize tonight is I'll take your photo on a film camera. So that's a pretty sweet deal. You get a pretty cool photo. And if you donate tonight at the 101.9 level, $101, what do you get?
I've submitted a print for P-Bone to sell here. It's a print. I work as an artist primarily, and it's a print I've made by dragging a can of Lucky Lager across a flatbed scanner and output it on vinyl. So it's a very colorful image of the Lucky Lager logo that's been distorted.
Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind image. And I have seen some of these images, like, how big were they at the gallery? They were, like, 8 feet.
I made some images like this that were, like, about, like, maybe 10 or 15 feet wide.
Yeah, but truly one-of-a-kind, and it looks really amazing in person.
This one is the size of a medium-sized book.
Yeah, so imagine that, a one-of-a-kind print from a local artist. And on top of that, you get the standard prizes that you get for the swag level donations at 101, which is you will get the tote bag, a patch, as well as some CITR socks, and on top of that you get this one-of-a-kind print. So it's a pretty sweet deal. So once again, if you call in to 604-822-8648, you can donate. So anyways, I'm gonna stop talking and I'm going to play some play some music coming up that we have selected. So what did we have selected tonight, Raymond?
This first song is
something
by a school graduation theme by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
Okay, perfect. And then after that, we have a track from
Transistor Sound and Lighting Company, Anyways Mayonnaise.
Cool. And anything you can say about these artists?
This was just a band that seemed pretty ubiquitous, Shadowy Men. And it's a record that a band that I sort of found through growing up in Chilliwack, would just find all of these random CDs by independent musicians in pawn shops, and that's where I heard them for the first time.
Yeah, great. I know they were reissued a few years ago on the Mammoth Cave record label.
Mm-hmm. And Transistor Sound and Lighting Company was just a band I just remember hearing in the 90s, and was just a CD I somehow acquired that I remember listening to quite a bit, but I don't know all that much about them, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So we'll get this first one queued up, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a song from Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. We'll be right back. Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we have a special guest in studio tonight. We have Raymond.
Hello.
And yeah, so he's here with a whole lot of music picked out for you on this special Fun Drive show evening. And what can you say about what you just heard? Transistor Sound, Light & Co.
These are just songs that I just remember from...
Growing up
that... that I feel kind of have a particular kind of aesthetic that I still really like, and I like the just hearing some of this music was pretty formative for me. So it's that funny thing where it's a Canadian band that I don't know too much about them, but I really remember this record fondly.
Yeah, so that was Transistor Sound, Light & Co. with Anyways Mayonnaise. Of the self-titled release, and at the top of the set, the instrumental surf rock band was Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet with Spy School Graduation, and that's taken off a 7-inch with, I think it's called Dog Backed with Squeegee, I'm guessing, and could be.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyways, that was Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. So tonight we're doing a Fun Drive show, hoping to get some funds for the radio station, and it's really important to donate to the radio station because we could really use the money every week. Hundreds of DJs come in here and all kinds of different volunteers come and use all this equipment, and sometimes it'll start failing. We saw some of it happen earlier, right?
Yeah, it was it would definitely be nice if we could have,
yeah, just having some money to replace gear that will get start to break down after so many people using it. Like, you go to these commercial stations, they have, like, tons of equipment that's, like, brand new because they can afford it. But here we can definitely use some money so we can focus on fixing some equipment. And there's lots of different other things that we can use the money for, just like working on programming and working on different kind of, programs for student volunteers and how they can enhance their career path and whatnot.
I feel like there's so much about CITR that I don't really know about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're always doing shows and all kinds of different stuff in the community. So here's your chance to give back. Once again, if you head to citr.ca/donate, you can donate online, or you can phone in to 604-822-8648, and our operators are standing by. We can see them right now, right?
There's many of them out there.
Yeah, they're fueled by candy and what else? I saw a bunch of treats and stuff out
there.
They're
ready to pounce on those phones when they ring.
Yeah, so tonight I'm giving out a free film photo if you donate $6. $60. Well, I guess it's not free, but $60, you can get a cool film photo. Plus, you get a CITR patch, which you can put on your jacket. Go to punk shows.
Will you take their photo on
4x5? Yeah, I suppose I can. If I don't screw it up. I think I'll take a couple options just in case. And then you also get the tote bag, which is a really great deal. And there's also another really special prize happening tonight. We're going to be giving away a one-of-a-kind print from Raymond here. If you donate $101, you get the socks, the tote bag, as well as the patch. And so if you head to citr.ca/donate, you can find out different ways of donating. And don't forget to tune in all week to Fun Drive. It's running until March 8th. And check out some of the shows that are happening in town to accompany the Fun Drive. And tune in whenever you can, because there's some shows that have like really cool prizes that you wouldn't expect and you don't know about. And if you're the first person that hears about the prize, you get it. And it's like a one-of-a-kind thing. Like, I know one person was giving away like donuts. I think another person was given like a helicopter tour.
I could use a donut.
Yeah, all kinds of cool stuff like that. So we got some more music picked out for you tonight. And up next, we have something from a group I don't know too much about, but they're called the Wheat Chiefs.
I think they're from Edmonton.
Sounds like an Edmonton band name. Theme song is the track that we have, and it's from a album called Redeemer. And these guys are a 90s band.
Associated with SNFU, I think. But I don't know how exactly.
Nice. And we have another classic Canadian punk band from Northern Alberta, Smalls, with a track called Natural Woman, which is, I believe, a cover of Aretha Franklin, and this is off the Dear Little Angle album. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Wheat Chiefs, and this is a...
track three,
this is the track from Wheat Chiefs. This track is called Theme Song right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired, and when you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me. Your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm searching for. Woman. Oh baby, what you done to me?
What you done to me?
You made me feel so good inside.
So good inside.
And I just wanna be,
I just wanna be
close to you. You make me feel so alive.
CITR's funding drive is the week of February 28th to March 7th. Our goal is to raise $40,000 in donations. This year is really special. We are celebrating 80 years of independent, unadulterated, nonprofit radio. And we couldn't have made it this far without the support of you, our listeners. So thank you. Unlike commercial radio, we depend on you to keep growing. We spend 1 week a year asking our listeners for donations. Just one. February 28th to March 7th, donate to keep CITR weird and pleasant on the ears. You can donate online at citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone by calling 604-UBC-UNIT.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Fun Drive edition of Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Natural
Woman by the Smalls, who I saw in Banff around the time this album came out, and subsequently, like, I don't know, it's funny.
And before that, we heard something from the Wheat Chiefs. The track was called Theme Song off the Redeemer album. And yeah, anything else to say about those?
That Wheat Chiefs one was just like another like thing that I just discovered or encountered very randomly growing up in Chilliwack.
Nice. So, yeah, do you have any people that may donate tonight? Do you have any people listening, your friends that you can mention?
Well, we have a mutual friend that might be listening, Jordan Wilson, who is in New York currently. He was wondering about that Wheat Chiefs song. He's like, what the hell is this Wheat Chiefs song? So hopefully, like...
It'll drive him to donate.
Yeah, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope all these songs drive you.
It is a great cause.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, how would it work? Because it's a different time zone. Would their money be accepted in our time zone, I'm guessing?
He could donate in American coins. Oh, he says he donated.
Oh, sweet.
He wants his patch.
Awesome. Yeah, and if you're out of town, you can actually donate because stuff will get mailed out to you. And there's on the Fundrive or the Nation Builder Fundrive site, head to citr.ca/donate. You can see all the different levels of shipping costs to factor into your donation. And yeah, so once again, that's citr.ca/donate or 604-822-8648. And you can donate today. And yeah, so we got some more music picked out here tonight on Canada Post Rock. And once again, I'm your host, P-Bone. And my co-host here is Raymond.
Hello.
Yeah, so we got a lot of music picked out for you tonight. Up next, we're going to hear something from a local band, Cub, with a really cool track off a really cool session that Brave New Waves put out. And if you're not familiar, Brave New Waves is the basically the kind of college version of CBC. They used to run this really great music program from 12 till 4 every night, and it featured a lot of stuff you'd only hear at a college station, like really out there experimental music, really cool Canadian stuff. And yeah, so they reissued these sessions where they had some live bands that came into the studio. And yeah, some college radio is like some of the only places where you can do stuff like that. So we're going to hear a track called Cast a Shadow by Cub. After that,
we're going to hear Thirsty by Pluto from Cool Way to Feel.
Okay, great. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Cub.
Special gift.
And we're back. You heard something from Pluto with the track called Thirsty off the Cool Way to Feel classic 90s album. And before that, you heard Cub with the track called Cast a Shadow off the Brave New Waves session. Yeah, so we're accepting donations here on CITR's Fund Drive. We're hoping to raise $40,000, and as part of the I'm getting all the theme all screwed up. Making Milestones is the theme, and Ruby Jubilee is the theme. So yeah, call 604-822-8648 or head to citr.ca/donate, and you could donate some money to the station, and we could really use this money for all kinds of different stuff. All throughout the year, we do this stuff for free. Every Friday, I sacrifice my Friday to come all the way out here to play new music, and all kinds of DJs do this every single day, 365 days a year. And so this is the time of the year where we kind of ask from listeners to give back, just to help us keep going and keep the airwaves filled with great music and great programming. So what do we have up next, Raymond?
I think it's Plum Tree, Open the Window from Mass Teen Fainting.
Okay, great. And then after Plum Tree, we have another great classic 90s alternative band, Thrush Hermit.
From Halifax?
Yeah.
Playing North Dakota from Sweet Home Wrecker.
Yeah, and this is fronted by Jay Murphy of Sloan. No, I'm just kidding. Joel Plaskett.
Another J name. It's easy to mix those two up, I think.
Close enough. So we have the track by Thrush Hermit, and then we'll see what we get to after that, right? Okay, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Plum Tree.
Apologize for him. He really. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds. Ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what you just heard was something from Thrush Hermit with North Dakota off the Sweet Home Wrecker album. Prior to that was Plum Tree with Open the Window off the Mass Teen Fainting album. And we're soliciting donations here on the tonight's episode of Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone.
Are cash donations accepted?
Yep, cash donations are accepted. You can deliver them in person here at the University of British Columbia in the Students' Union Nest. And you can also head to some of our radio events, our Fun Drive events, which are happening in town. The finale is going to be next Friday, and it's on March 8th, down at the Redgate Society, Redgate Art Society. And it's going to be at 8 p.m., and it's going to be at 1965 Main Street. And you can check out bands such as Milk, as well as BB, Y Choir, and you'll be hearing some DJs in between the sets with the Dame Vinyl DJs. And this is a really great one to go to because there's a Fun Drive auction, and you can get some really cool stuff. Local businesses will bring in stuff that you can get by donating, and it's a silent auction format, so you could get last time I got this really cool like soap package, like all this natural cleansing stuff. I got a whole bunch of records from a few record stores that donated the stuff. I know Mint Records sometimes has packages. There's all kinds of cool stuff, and you just don't know what to expect. So definitely head down to the Fun Drive finale, which is next Friday at 8:30 p.m. at the Redgate Art Society.
On Main Street.
Yeah. So, what are some good reasons to donate?
To support the good work of the people here at CITR?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all volunteers, right?
Yeah, it's volunteers, a lot of students, community members, and they put their hearts and souls into this station every single day. So it's really great to give back and help the station keep running and keep it running smoothly and being a great opportunity for students to kind of build up their backgrounds and learn about all kinds of alternative media and alternative news sources. And check out local music and check out music they might not have never heard before. So we're going to keep going with some more music. We got a whole bunch of stuff and we're likely not going to fit it all in tonight. So up next we have something from a local group, a longtime group. They're called U-Jerks. And you spell them with a 3 for an E and a 5 for the S. And they're a an older punk band from 1979. Only around for a couple of years, but
this is from their live album recorded live at the Commodore.
Yeah, so can you believe that the Commodore was doing shows way back then?
It's put out by Emily Carr University Press.
Cool. So after U-Jerks, you're gonna hear. Oh, I guess it's just called U-Jerk. We're gonna hear from the Dish Rags. Track is called "Past Is Past" off the album called 3.
It's great. It's early Vancouver punk band, both of them.
Okay, great. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Plum Tree. Okay.
Vámonos, dulcita. Siempre al campo. No tenemos mucho tiempo. Para el amor, por ejemplo. Vámonos, dulcita. Siempre al campo. No tenemos mucho tiempo. Para el amor, por ejemplo. Vámonos, dulcita. She vacuums the furniture, cleans out the aperture of the love life. She vacuums the furniture, cleans out the aperture of the love life. Ice cream, that's right. The everyday housewife, did you see anywhere, any time of the day? Who gave up the good life for me? The everyday housewife who brandished Jagger's knife for me? The everyday housewife who burned down the duplex of a love so complex? The everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me? Ice cream, the everyday housewife. Well, in a time of the day. I stream, that's why. So we can do all day, honey. Lie around, team drugs. Then listen to the Eagles. Take them to go-yo. What did she really give up?
I gave up a gun, right?
You gave up what? I gave up a gun, right? You see it well. Another day,
we're back right here on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Dish Rags. And sorry, I misspoken. That wasn't the Plum Tree track, Plum Tree we played earlier. But anyways, that was Dish Rags with Past Is Past off the 3 album. Prior to that was You Jerks. Yeah, what? Track was called Hash Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. And that was off the Live from the Commodore record. And up next on... Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention, what we're currently at the Fun Drive is 5,500. And yeah, that's amazing. Like, people have, in the just past couple of days, tons of people are donating online. They're phoning in, they're coming into the station, they're dropping off donations. So that's $5,000 already. So that's really, really great. And we're accepting donations until March 15th. And the Fun Drive runs until the 8th. And you can phone in and donate. You can phone in to 604-822-8648 and head to citr.ca/donate to find all the different ways and prize levels that you get for donating. So we're getting towards the end of the program. We're going to try to fit in one last track this evening, and we're going to hear something from Wandering Lucy.
It's called The Magnet. It's a really great record. I enjoy it quite a bit. I don't know.
Sweet. They're a local?
She is. Yeah. Linda, I believe her name is, works at SFU.
Okay, great. So yeah, thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back next week with a regular programming show. And please donate what you can, and tune in to CITR all week to check out all the different prize incentives. All right, thanks for tuning in. This right here on CITR is something from Wandering Lucy.